Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture, Friday morning ahead of a long holiday weekend. Markets are closed on Monday, full day today. We'll get to market analysis coming up, analysis of the weather, past and future, and the Maha Report. President Trump's Make America Healthy Again Commission released an expected report on Thursday, blaming several factors for causing chronic illness, especially in children.
Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the report covers several key issues relevant to agriculture.
There's four sections of the report that talk about processed foods, chemicals in the environment, childhood behavior, and medication. But throughout the report, there are positive things said about farmers, but some concerning comments made about the tools farmers use.
Kiefer said the report is often contradictory, criticizing farming practices while claiming farmers are partners.
And then attempts to celebrate the farmers and the critical role that farmers play in producing safe food, not only for the U.S. and the world, which they acknowledge in the report. The report identifies farmers as critical partners, but yet despite several requests to be included in the development of the report, farmers were not invited.
Kiefer says farmers and ranchers are committed to improving the health outcomes of Americans.
We're dedicated to the continuous improvement. That's how American agriculture is as efficient, productive, and safe as it is today, because we're grounded by sound science and technological advances. We've got the greatest, most abundant, and safest food system.
For more information, go to fb.org/news.
And yesterday afternoon, ahead of the report's release, Brenda Elmer, North Dakota Corn Growers Executive Director, was on Farm Talk. Today, Ken Hartman Jr. of Illinois, President of the National Corn Growers, will be on AgriTalk coming up. This week, the House passed the reconciliation bill, which divides SNAP and ag lawmakers. Nothing could have made that clearer about the party's divergent priorities than this exchange in the Rules Committee between Rules and Ag Republican Austin Scott and top Ag Democrat Angie Craig.
SNAP covers 45 million Americans. The farm program covers about 1 million Americans.
Yes,
that's
ma'am. And those 1 million Americans provide 100% of the food for the American citizen.
And your cuts
this is my
to SNAP,
time, and you can wait. I'm going to come to you.
Time.
Okay,
but
it.
Without the 1 million farmers in this country, there's no food for the people who have SNAP benefits to buy.
The Senate is expected to make changes to the House bill, possibly on SNAP, Medicaid, and deficit savings, forcing the president's one big beautiful bill back to the House for another showdown. This is Inside Agriculture, taking a break for Friday morning markets.